This is Piazza Aurelio Saffi, at the heart of Forlì, a small city in the northern Italian region of Emilia-Romagna. It's a warm September morning, and the piazza is crowded with people, watched over by the lofty bell tower of the 12th century Basilica of San Mercuriale. The bells of the Duomo, the Cathedral of Santa Croce, cascade across the center of Forlì and beyond, echoed by bells of outlying churches and chimes of the city's clock tower. It feels like these sounds have existed here forever, part of the space, part of the life of the city. Just next to the tower of San Mercuriale, there is a small portico with a memorial captioned Caduti per la Libertà, Fallen for Liberty, acknowledging many who died in World War II in the struggle against occupying Nazi forces and fascism. Their pictures, some of them children, are etched into tiles in memory of what people of this town went through at that time. The year of 1944 saw Forlì ravaged by the bombardments of both Allies and Germans and subject to vicious Nazi reprisals against their people, trapped in a conflict that forced its way into their lives, in a chaotic struggle amongst foreign soldiers, partisans, and a new wave of Repubblichini, soldiers of the fascist puppet state of northern Italy. And it was here, from the tall iron lampposts that circle Piazza Saffi,